Get that out of here. Good morning. You are listening to UCC 98.3 FM. We're back to the status quo, baby, on Crow's Nest. Crowley is back hosting and sitting across from me in the position he deserves to be in. I don't know, does that sound kind of mean, actually?
That was very mean of you.
I just mean it's back to normal, baby. It's back to normal. We experimented. We had fun. We might do it again.
I was just lazy last week.
Everyone said it was the worst episode, so thanks, guys. I appreciate
that.
No. I am 99% sure every single person in the whole world who listens, which is probably about 7 billion people,
yeah,
said that.
Well, that's not 99% of the population, but anyway.
It's James. James, how are you?
I'm sick.
Yeah, I think this is a low energy morning.
For me, yeah.
Yeah.
I need this podcast to brighten me up.
That's what we're here to do, James. We're here to brighten people's Wednesday morning.
It's my turn to be. What's a little quote? Make your Wednesdays a little bit better.
A little less dull, a little brighter. Dull.
Yeah, it's my turn now.
Yeah,
I feel that.
We need people to make James this morning.
Yeah, reciprocate.
You know, we need some loving back.
Please, guys.
The first tune might make us a little happier. It'll certainly make me a little happier. It's JJ Cale. Man, I absolutely I love JJ Cale. I've only actually listened to this album from him, I can't lie, but it's a fantastic album. And this tune is called Clyde.
Clyde.
Good, listen.
Plays electric bass, plays it with finesse and grace. I sit on the porch without no shoes, picking the bass and singing the blues. Sings harmony. Tambourine tied to his tail. You can hear him moan, you can hear him wail. She got a dollar. Down the road you can hear her holler. I get up, Clyde, we got something to do. That old dog can sing the blues.
That was Clyde by JJ Cale, and you're listening to Crow's Nest on this fine Wednesday morning. Is Easter this month?
Easter is this month, yes.
It's the Easter month.
I think.
We gotta have a little Easter theme.
It's also Paddy's month.
It's Paddy's Day this month as well. Oh yeah, the 15th, 17th. 17th.
Yeah.
17th, yeah. Yeah. I guess, I was actually thinking this morning, you know, I've been listening into some of the other shows on this fine radio station, and it's interesting to hear people who actually do things. They have things to talk about because they actually do things. But I actually did something last week, which I was promoting last week on the show, which was Battle of the Bands, which James over here kindly attended.
Battle of the Bands.
Kindly attended. Fantastic event. Big shout out to UCC Music Society for organizing it. The final is on I think either this week or next. I'm not 100%
it's
sure.
This week, I think. I think it's this week.
Is it Wednesday or Thursday? Is it today or tomorrow? I have no idea.
Wednesday or Thursday.
I think this isn't the best place to find information anyway.
Well, from people in the crowd, I heard it's Thursday this week.
All right, grand. Well, make sure you go to it, man. Tickets are free. It's a fantastic event in Cypress Avenue. Unfortunately, me and the boys did not get through to the UCC final, but we did have an absolute blast. So we did. It was actually really funny. There was an interview done with all the bands.
Oh.
By Music Society. And I don't know.
You were up on UCC Music Society's TikTok.
Oh, what? Doing the interview?
Oh, there was like pictures of all of you and you were holding Rigo.
Oh, like the fish.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Yeah, that was so stupid. Yeah. We felt like such numpties.
Everyone else was just like standing there. Yeah. And then there was Yi just like holding Rigo.
Yeah, so someone, she asked me she'd take a picture for the Instagram or for the TikTok for UCC Music Sock. And we had the bright idea of holding our bassist like a fish. So that's what we did. But James, any thoughts on the event as a whole? I know you rocked up kind of late.
It was good. No, it's always really good.
There's a lot of people there, man. It was great.
Yeah.
You know?
The only thing is drinks were very expensive.
Yeah,
did not get a single drink.
Yeah, I don't blame you either, but yeah. If I was drinking, I probably would have stayed sober too.
The guest band at the very end.
Mirrors
were amazing.
Shout out to Mirrors.
Amazing.
Shout out
Who's
to
their
Mirrors.
Who's their lead singer?
Her name's Jodie, I think.
She was like all over the place.
In a great way.
In a great way. Like she would be on the floor.
Yeah.
She'd be like back to back with some like one of our band members. She'd be then picking up her band member's guitar.
Yeah.
And start playing and singing. And I was like, she's insane.
Yeah, her voice is haunting as well. It's hauntingly good.
Her stage performance as well as what was just incredible.
Absolutely, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Very enjoyable set from them. Telebox and Trainwreck got through, so congratulations to them. And it's them and the whole, Smithereens and MTR. Sorry, from the first heat. So be sure to check out the final, man. It was great. I felt really cool up on the stage, on the kit. Because James knows this, but I got a really little graze on my middle finger. But because, you know, you're moving your hands a lot when you're drumming.
Yeah.
The blood just dripped all over my kit.
Ew.
So from my perspective, it looked really, really cool. Because I'm looking into the crowd. There's a sea of people. I look down. There's just blood all over my kit. I was like, hell yeah, man. But of course, the crowd can't see that.
Yeah.
So I finally just looked like a bit of a psychopath when the next drummer came on. There's blood all over my kit.
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of people using that kit were like, what?
They probably were.
What was going on?
They were probably well confused. But yeah, no, great event. We did an interview. All the bands did. The same for Heat 1. You can check them out, I think, on UC Music Society's Instagram or TikTok for the first Heat band interviews. I think Aura should be coming out over the next few days. It was really funny, man. I won't spoil anything, but unfortunately, we couldn't, just like being live on air here, we couldn't curse during the interview. Mm-hmm. She kind of kindly suggested we don't swear.
That's just everything with UCC.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, it's probably not a great look for a university.
Oh, God, no.
You know, I don't blame
it. Except UCD allow it.
Do they?
They allow it.
Classic Dublin, man. That's all I'm going to say. James, what are your thoughts on Dublin, actually?
Dublin as a city?
Or, yeah, like as a place, like.
Well, I don't know. I've been there only a few times.
Same,
but, like,
actually,
I've got the pretty, like, general opinion, like everyone else does. Like, I just don't like it.
Yeah, same.
I just don't like it.
I feel like most people born and bred in Cork just don't really
it's
like
it. It's too
them.
Much.
It is.
Like, there was one time I was on the Lewis, and I can't remember why I was with my family, but I can't remember why we were up there.
Yeah.
But there was like some football match going on, like up in Dublin, and everyone was getting the Lewis to the football stadium.
Oh,
football, or GA or something. And the Lewis just stopped, like just by the entrance of the train station.
Yeah,
the bridge
Houston.
To the left. Yeah,
Houston,
the bridge to the left of it. We were like coming onto that bridge and we were at a junction. So we stopped on a junction, so other Lewis's couldn't get past. And it just stopped. And then all these people, it was crammed with sports fans. I don't know what sport it was.
Were they on the booze, like?
I'd say definitely some of them were, there was a smell of tobacco and alcohol. It was insane. Me and my family were like we couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
But then the crazy thing is that some of the fans went to either side of the Lewis and started trying to drive us. And we were like, what is going on?
That's good.
And then there was another Lewis. What got us going again is another Lewis had to come up behind us and push us, like Lightning McQueen to the king in the movie, had to push us along to the train station. And I just couldn't fathom it. And your man, the conductor, never came around and he never said what was wrong with it. He was just going around giving out to everyone.
Did they check your tickets?
No.
The Lewis is free, man. The Lewis is free. You heard it here on Crow's Nest. I don't care. The last time I was...
They're not very good in Ireland at enforcing checking tickets.
I quite like that about Ireland, though. I feel like it's kind of more of on a vibe level. It's kind of
in England, they have two people on the bus every time. One person's standing by, do you know where the bus driver stands or sits in the bus, mm-hmm. and that glass window.
Yeah,
there's another person always standing right there, and they check your tickets.
Wow.
I don't know if they go around, if they check when you're going off to make sure you still have it.
Uh-huh.
I think it's when you're going off, they check, you have to flash it.
And
if you don't have it, then
But it's like airports here, Shannon Airport or Cork Airport,
I've never been to Shannon Airport.
Same. But
I keep forgetting that's a thing.
Same, yeah.
Isn't there one in Kerry as well?
I think there's a tiny one, isn't there?
Is there a tiny one, yeah.
Is it a tiny little airport?
What?
Can you even get flights? Can you actually get commercial flights?
Because when I go on Ryanair, Kerry's an option. I'm going to go to Kerry.
Kerry's closer than Dublin.
Yeah, but it's so expensive to fly out of either.
Well, yeah, true. I imagine. I don't know,
but whenever I'm just looking at options, it's always couple hundred more from Shannon. I'm why would you pick Shannon?
Closer.
But for an extra couple hundred euro.
True, but if you got that money to burn.
I think a lot of business class people go to Shannon.
Imagine.
Someone told me.
Yeah, if you have the money to pay for it, you might as well. Right?
Fly into Shannon in the middle of nowhere.
Well, I mean, it's still an airport. Airport does what an airport does.
Yeah.
Staying on the Dublin thing, I remember last time I was in Dublin was over the summer. Last time I remember, at least, was over the summer last year.
Yeah.
After Arctic Monkeys cancelled their Dublin concert. And we still had paid for the hostel accommodation for the night. So we went away up anyway, just for the crack, Because we couldn't, I don't think we could have cancelled the accommodation, so we might as well add. And the one thing I remember from that trip was the next day after we had gone, we went to get breakfast.
Yeah.
In some burrito place, or maybe it was Centra or something. And there was a bus, Dublin City bus.
The yellow and green ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was turning a very, very normal junction.
Okay.
Right? So there's the road that that the bus is driving on. There's the road coming the opposite direction.
Yeah.
And the bus is turning right.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
The bus turned in such a fashion that I don't know how he got the turning point so wrong. Literally the entire left-hand side of the bus, not just the wing mirror, the entire left, middle half of the bus crashes into the bloody stoplights. Just has it completely bent, hanging down, and he just drove off. He just drove away. And it was right outside this hotel. So all the security guards at the hotel came out and were just standing there looking at this light post.
How did he?
Bus just drove off. I thought it was the most Dublin thing ever. The other time I went last summer was with my cousins. I think we were my cousins live in Kildare, so we just went into Dublin for the day,
Yeah.
And we were by Trinity.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Just outside the main gate, I think, for Trinity.
And the posh one.
There was these people, I think it was two men.
Yeah.
And they were walking on the street, and this is, I'm sure this is just up the road from where, actually Dublin kind of all looks the same to me, so I'm not going to say that. But yeah, there was these two men, and out of nowhere, right, this massive Garda van, just a normal Garda van, but pulls up, sirens on, about seven Gardaí hop out, tackled him into the ground. What? Another Garda car pulls up. I don't know what was going on, but they just took those Donnies out, boy.
And they were just like standing there.
They were literally about to cross the road. As in, like, they were clearly what? Were like criminals. Like, they were looking to get caught. Okay. Like, but you know,
if you didn't have any context, that's so like excessive.
True, yeah. But that's the 2 days I had in Dublin. Those two things happened. The 2 days I was there in a year.
Yeah.
So I mean, from my perspective, just goes to show Dublin, man. But
did you know that UCD have a cinema?
That's pretty cool. Why don't we have a cinema? Go down to UCC.
UCC student union, the new people. We'll get on to them.
Yeah, we'll get on to the new. Do you think if I ran for UCC student president, I'd get votes?
I think my silence is your answer.
Let's go into the next song, man. I don't want to get insulted. All right, this is Let Me Roll It, Paul McCartney and Wings. yes. You are still listening to UCC 98.3 FM. If you are listening, this is UCC 98.3 FM. You're listening to Crow's Nest.
Was that a stutter or was that just really bad singing?
No, I did something this morning. That I had an idea of how to come back in for one of those segments, but I completely forgot what it was. So that was
bad anyway.
It was terrible. Absolutely terrible. We got James' song coming up next, but we'll leave that for a moment. I was about to tell James during that song,
give me some spicy details.
A lovely Paul McCartney and Wings tune.
McCartney.
But yeah, I'm kind of ashamed. The other day, I spent €9 on V-Bucks. Fortnite V-Bucks.
What did you use the V-Bucks for?
I bought this new skin.
What one?
It's this bird, flamingo bird looking thing.
Oh God, I think I know the one you're about.
There's three different birds. One of them is like this army general bird. One of them is this like pink bird with a cowboy hat.
You always get the stupidest stuff. Like,
I bought the bird that's like the stupid bird. But it's kind of cool because his wings have like the galaxy, you know, the galaxy thing.
Yeah.
So it's actually, I think it's a pretty cool skin. But I was on the sauce when I bought it. I was like 10 bottles of beer deep. So, you know, I need to stop spending money when I'm drinking.
I
spent €100 on a fragrance when I was drinking.
Well, it's a fragrance.
I do like fragrance.
Yeah.
I do like it.
I've never had that issue of buying stuff when I'm drunk.
Yeah, I never used to. But like, it's not like when I'm really drunk. It's like when I'm kind of sauced. I'm like, oh, this is a good idea. Let me spend the €9 with the €50 I have left.
I guess the only thing would be is just like buy more drinks. That'll be it.
See, that's my justification for it. It's like €9, that is literally less than £2.
€9 is not bad compared to what other people would be like.
Exactly, yeah.
Or €100 for a fragrance.
That's, yeah, but look, it's
like
a nice fragrance.
A fragrance,
man,
is going to be €100, but like, you know, it's the fact that you probably didn't think too much.
Oh, no, I did. No, I did actually research it. Yeah, well, yeah, I'm still smart enough with it.
Okay, well, I wouldn't say that was a stupid purchase. Like,
I don't think so either. It arrived, actually. I got it from this German website called BSTN. I don't know what it stands for. But the box is pretty funny. I opened the box, got the fragrance, whatever, and when I was putting the box in the recycling, I saw on the thing, like, you know when you open a box, one of the opening flaps, like one of the main ones, it was like your friendly neighborhood dope dealer. So it was like, if the shades just see that... It's like why are you doing that for your own, like what if you get stopped to cut? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's funny though.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I got a little giggle out of it.
A giggle.
A little chuckle, if you will. A little chuckle. Shall we kick in?
James,
to our favorite segment.
Yes.
One,
yes.
Two.
My voice is going. Please don't make me do this.
James song. James song. It's the James. song.
I'm sick.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sick. I can't do that.
This is Freaks.
Freaks.
By Surf Curse.
That's what you are.
It's a tune. Wait, what?
Yeah.
I am just a freak. You don't understand, man. I'm just a freak. Nobody understands a freak like me.
Stop.
Oh, right, we had some fun last week. The word association.
That was kind of fun.
The story game. I'm trying to think up of new ones, different variations.
Can we do another one?
We might have to get back to them.
I actually kind of really want to do another one.
We might have to get back to them. Let's do another one. But I really want to get this tune in today.
Okay.
So this is a... If you know it, you know it. If you don't, you don't.
Is that the name of the song?
Or? No. I'm just trying to be kind of ominous with it. Enjoy.
Time takes a cigarette, puts it in your mouth. You pull on your finger, then another finger, then cigarette. The water wall is calling, it lingers, then you forget. Oh, 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 you're a rock and roll suicide. You're too old to lose it, too young to choose it. And the clock waits so patiently on your song. You walk past the cafe, but you don't eat when you've lived too long. Oh no, 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 you're a rock and roll suicide. Shit breaks the snarling as you stumble across the road. But the day breaks instead, so you hurry home. Don't let the sun blast your shadow. Don't let the milk float rob your mind. They're so natural, religiously unkind. Oh no, love, you're not alone. You're watching yourself, but you're too unfair. You've got your head all tangled up, but a fire can only make you care. Oh no, love, you're not alone. No matter what or who you've been, no matter when or where you've seen, of a nice little lacerate your brain. I've had my share, I'll help you with the pain. You're not alone.
That was, of course, Rock and Roll Suicide by David Bowie, man.
Of course, if you didn't know that, then...
No, but that is a tune. I know that song specifically. Shout out to Harold, lead guitarist, and my friend Harold from Blonde, off the album The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars. I actually have the poster for that album. Strangely enough, I actually don't really see other people doing this, but I have the poster in my bathroom, in my room.
I just thought, that one.
Spice it up. Yeah, I just thought spice up my bathroom, man.
Well, maybe not spice everyone up. Has their own bathroom, Aaron. Maybe not
it's
everyone's
not
privileged.
Fancy.
Maybe not everyone's privileged.
Don't make it seem bathroom. Like it's fancy, man.
I don't have a bathroom to myself.
Did you, when you lived in my estate?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it was in your estate, yeah, same house as you.
You can't talk, man.
Yeah.
You can't talk. It is nice, I must say. It is handy, because I do like to urinate quite often.
No one needed to know that.
We got a couple of...
But when you do, it is a waterfall. Like it's,
thank you.
It's like a gunshot.
Thank you. I got great pressure.
No, it's concerning.
It's not, man.
Because because it's
no,
going on for so long as
I
well.
I have worked years and years to get it that quick.
It's like if you literally just opened a 2-liter bottle and poured it into the toilet.
That's faster. That's the exact sound you make.
And you go on for so long. It's not like it's coming out all at once.
Yeah. Okay. No, I worked hard to get there, man.
What do you mean? Look, what do you mean?
You have to understand the amount, like the amount of times that, I don't want to miss things. So when I was younger, I used to be outside playing soccer. I'd come in, go as fast as I can, go back. When I'm playing video games, go fast as I can, go back. I've learned how to do it, man.
Do you ever, like, feel, do you know when you're, like,
it takes effort.
Bursting in college?
Yeah.
Do you ever, like, just, your body just, like, you go to the toilet and you're still bursting.
Yeah.
But, like, your body just, like, you have to, like, force it out.
I'm sure that's some, that probably has something to do with some sort of anxiety.
I said that to Oleg. So there was one time I was in one of my chemistry lectures. I was like, I need to go to the bathroom, like, right after this.
Yeah.
I ran from Bull to the Hub, went to the bathroom, and in, like, I had to force it out. And I was there, and, like, I went afterwards, and I was texting my friend, Oleg. And he was like, no, that happens to him all the time in college as well. I was like why? Nah. And I was still, like, I still needed to go to the toilet when I came home, like.
Nah, you got problems, man. You just got to get that out. Like, I do. We got some more word games, like, last week, since nobody enjoyed them. I thought, why not bring it back, James? Why not bring it back? Of
They're
course.
So fun. I love doing them, so I don't care.
In traditional.
Well, everyone else cares.
I enjoy
what
them.
Everyone likes.
In traditional Crow's Nest fashion, I've just Googled. Ooh. Vocal word games Google. Is the exact Google. Google. Two people vocal game is actually exactly
vocal.
So we got quite a funny, well, it's probably not even funny. It's honestly, it's not even entertaining. I want to do it. And James, I think you'd like it too. So it's called Alphabet Game. So basically we're going to pick a theme first. You pick a theme then. And we try to go through A through Z. So I think it's alternating. Maybe I go A, probably, you go B, yeah. I go C.
Yeah.
So say the theme is food. Name a food that starts with the letter A, then you do with the letter B, then I C. And it goes until someone can't.
Okay, but if I can't get it and then you get it, then you win. But if I can't get it and then you can't get it,
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay, what will we do first?
Also, we better preface, there is, like, graduation stuff going on in the hub. Yes. So if you hear an announcement come over a loudspeaker above our head.
That's not us getting scolded or anything.
Yeah, that's not us getting in trouble. That's nothing to do with us. All right. Do you want to pick the theme first?
Let's do countries.
Countries. Okay. I'll start
so
with
bad,
A.
But anyway.
All right. Azerbaijan. That's a country. Huh? That's with A.
All Bolivia. Right.
Canada.
Denmark.
Canada, oh Canada. A, B, C, D, E.
Yeah.
Estonia.
Finland.
G. Greece.
A, B, C, D, E.
H.
Holland, no.
I'll count Holland.
Is Holland a country?
Oh no, let's count it. H, I. Italy.
Jamaica. K.
K. Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan.
L. Lithuania.
L.
M O U
M L M Macedonia.
On. Why are you, like, picking the?
That's the first thing that comes to my head.
N New Zealand.
L M N O
O
O. Oh brother! Oh brother! Oh. This guy stings. Oman.
L M N O P.
Come on, yeah, nice speech.
I was like, wait. Hey.
Q Qatar.
God, man.
Or.
Oh,
or
I might be stuck here.
We gotta have a little bit of a time limit on this too. I'll give you 20 seconds.
Stop.
We gotta. I have one in my head.
Damn. Is there any European countries that are?
10. 9.
I have no idea.
7.
I've, 6. I don't know.
Rwanda.
What?
Rwanda. Look at that, man. Rwanda. Where real place. I think it's an African country. Rwanda.
Yeah, I don't know my African
Rwanda.
Countries.
Rwanda. All right. Point one goes to...
DJ Crow.
I really do
you
know why I'm single. I really do. I fully understand.
Yeah, I'm getting really goosebumps up my back from cringe.
No, you're getting goosebumps up your back for love. Love on this podcast, love on this show, love on Crow's Nest.
Okay.
All right, I get to pick the theme now. That, I feel like that was a bit of an easy one, countries. I want to go a little bit more obscure.
What was that? Did you hiccup?
No, I nearly choked. I want to go a little bit more obscure. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Musical artists.
I knew you were going to say something to do with music.
The crow.
Okay, go on. I'll start this time.
So we're counting bands
and
rap
singles.
Anything.
Yeah, like everyone.
Rap, like anything.
Okay, Arctic Monkeys.
Okay, B.
Oh, come on.
Okay, yes. Blonde.
I was.
No, that doesn't count. It doesn't count.
Come on, say who I think you're going to say.
That's T.
Oh, but you have to count.
Nah, that's T.
Oh.
Bruce Springsteen.
C.
Oh no, brother. C. C. C.
Oh.
C over the ocean. C over the sea.
See, I know songs, but I don't know artists.
Yeah.
Ah.
See, there's. I only actually.
See, I only listen to like a fair few, like.
Yeah, this is actually quite unfair.
Do you know a C?
Yeah, I know a C.
Who?
C-Matt or C-M-A-T. I don't even know who that is. I don't think I've ever listened to a song.
Like, D. Who would I have said for D? I have no idea.
Dire Straits?
I have no idea who that is.
Is that the band or is that the song? I think that's the band.
Yeah, like, I've literally no
idea. E? I don't know. That's point two to me.
Dua Lipa.
Anyway.
You could have said Dua Lipa for
Dua Lipa,
D. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. There's actually a rake load we could
Doja
have done.
Cat.
Well, we're counting that as 2-0. And we're also going to go into, if we got to it, to T, it's not the Beatles. It's the Cramps. You may know one of their songs. It's not this song, but you know one of their songs. You remember Wednesday, that show Wednesday?
Yeah.
And you know that dance scene where she's doing that?
Yeah.
The song they actually play during that dance scene in the actual show is by the same band, I believe from the same album. I quite like this song quite a lot. It's on GTA Radio.
Oh, wait, which one?
Not on one of the ones you probably would listen to.
No,
it's
I
on
only
one
listen
to, like,
to non-stop pop. If you don't listen to non-stop pop, like,
nah, I used to listen to the rap one. As I used to think I was so cool,
yeah,
when I was like 14.
Yeah, you don't want to be different that bad.
Yeah.
No, only the elites listen to non-stop pop.
I think this was on Radio X. One of the ones like...
Radio X.
The North, you know, the hillbillies would listen to. This is a great tune, though. This is Human
The
Fly.
Rednecks.
Hillbillies.
Six eyes, I got a garbage brain that's driving me insane. And I don't like a ride, so push that best aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare, cause I'm a reborn maggot using Jim Warfare.
A human fly. James, if you could be a human animal, what would you be?
Not a fly anyway.
No, I'd probably be a gorilla. I'm close enough anyway, so
yeah, you're pretty close.
Not much,
you're pretty much there. Like.
Yeah, I'm close.
Yeah. I don't know what I'd be.
All right, great input.
Probably a lion.
All right, we're going to play one more.
A roar.
We're going to play one more alphabet game. If I win,
a roar.
That's a 3-0 sweep. If you win, We'll play one more, and if you tie it up, we'll save the grand finale for next week's okay. live show. To keep a little bit of a... Please let me keep leave. People on tenter hooks.
Mm.
Or a saying I heard... Sorry. A saying I heard like last week. It was something along the lines of... six...
Hello?
And a baker's dozen. Half a baker's dozen. So if you know that saying, shout
I've
out to
you,
I've
lost what you're trying to say at this point, because you're all like right. stuttering and you're just not making any sense.
Pick the theme, James.
Video games.
All right. This is actually a fair one for both of us, I believe.
I
More so on your know. Side, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start with A. Wow. Are we going to count? Like, we'll count all video games for me.
PC, console, A, mobile games.
A is an interesting layer.
Okay, maybe not mobile. No, mobile
yeah,
games.
Mobile games. Angry Birds. Thank you. Thanks like, so much.
Apex Legends. Why didn't you think of them?
I was going to go on a little bit of a rant by myself time, but you said mobile games. I made the connection.
Okay. B.
Okay. Oh, come on.
There's a game called Ball.
Yeah, Ball.
Ball.
Or Balls on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking of Borderlands.
Borderlands, yeah.
C. Okay. See, the interesting thing about C as the letter is it can sound like S or K.
Yeah, so you're constantly thinking K.
You're right, that is exactly what I'm thinking, which doesn't really help me. C.
Oh, I have one.
C. Cool. Cool. Tom and Jerry. Clean. Power wash simulator.
10 seconds.
Yeah, give me 10. King. Suit. What? C.
Two,
you see, the problem
one.
With C is, man, that's not fair at all.
Cyberpunk.
C, you're right. I was thinking of the... All right. Okay, now I get to pick the theme. If I win this one, man, it's a 3-1 victory. For now, it's 2-1. Two to Crow, one to James, one to Jamie. Okay.
That was so weird. Did you call me Jamie?
Yeah.
Never do that again.
Okay.
That was weird.
Alright, I'm gonna go with a basic one. Animals.
Okay.
It's just the first one that came up when I googled it. So you start with A? No way. God.
Man, it's 9 o'clock in the morning.
I think the show is the intellectual level of Crow's Nest.
I'm literally doing environmental science. I think I should know this. Like,
not only that, but the fact
armadillo.
That... Thank you, that's what I was thinking of.
Or was, I could have just won an ant.
Beaver.
C.
Beaver.
Cat.
This is such
I'm
a
thinking too hard. I'm trying too hard.
That's
to
the
think
problem.
Of something
yeah,
too
your
niche.
Brain. Your brain just runs through so many
yeah.
things that
D.
often you can just
go
come up
D.
with nothing.
What do you have for D?
D.
Yeah.
Like an animal.
Yeah.
Duck.
Okay. Elephant.
Do insects count as animals?
Yeah.
All right. School. F. Flamingo. Birds, animals.
G. Oh, yeah. Goose.
Goose.
H.
H.
Yeah.
Herring.
H-I.
Or is that red herring? I don't know. Red? What's the difference between a herring and a red herring? Or is a herring
insects.
A red herring? No. It has to be a specific kind of thing. You can't, I can't just go mammal for M. That's not an animal. That's a category. Yeah, that's what I was saying. The difference between a herring and a red herring. If someone could contact us at radio_crow's nest and tell me the difference between a herring and a red herring. Because if a red herring is just a herring that's red, then that's pretty cool. But if a herring doesn't exist and the only animal actually is red herring, then, well, I would have lost because herring...
What are you on about?
Are you on I?
I'm like,
I can't
in your conversation yeah. and trying to think at the same time.
Well, that's my entire game plan. So now you got 10 seconds left.
I can't think because you're talking.
It's a radio show. I can't just keep us silent for the whole time while we think. If you're at home, think about it. Animal that starts with I. Can you guess? I certainly can't. And I don't need
can
to.
Can we just count inside, please?
It's James's turn.
I beg.
Okay.
I beg.
Fine.
I can't think.
Just so everybody knows how altruistic I am. How kind-hearted
okay,
and genuinely caring I am. How absolutely, monumentally, minutely, but also flawlessly.
10 seconds.
IJ. Jack Russell.
That's a type of dog.
Jaybird.
Okay, yeah.
Jaybird. JK. K is so easy.
Never mind.
K. See, the interesting thing about K.
Why am I thinking Kardashian?
Yeah, they're animals. H-I-J-K. L. 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 Like lemon. Like lemon. Lemon fly.
Lemon fly.
Lemon.
I can guarantee that's not a thing.
Lego. Lego animal. Lemur. 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 Oh, wow. Look at me go.
H-I-J-K-L-M.
Come on now.
Mongoose.
Well. Well.
Mongoose isn't a goose.
Well. Well, I got bad news.
What?
But it's really good.
N.
I'll take some more. Okay, N. See, the interesting thing about N is that N is such a letter. I feel like not many
Stop.
Things.
You're just trying to like
I'm
give yourself
to buy
more
time. Of course, I'm trying to buy time. How the hell am I meant to think of an animal that starts with N? That's obscure. I don't have that kind of obscure knowledge.
There's definitely like some really basic animals that begin with N, and we just can't think.
N. N.
I can't even think.
Nobu. You know the fast food place? I think it's like American. Nobu.
I've never heard of a Nobu. You
never heard of Nobu?
No.
Not an animal, but it starts with N. So, I mean.
Well, okay, we'll give you extra time because I think I need to think of something as well.
No, I don't think I'm getting there.
N.
And that means, folks, we're all tied up at 2-2. Which means we leave you on tenterhooks. We'll leave you on a little bit of a cliffhanger here at Crow's Nest for next week for the grand finale where there will be a great prize. Of pride and bragging rights. And the loser, whichever one of us the loser is, will get a... And that's the most embarrassing thing that could happen to anybody.
Yeah, especially from coming from Aaron.
It's been Crow's Nest.
It has been Crow's Nest.
God almighty, the level, the bar, just keeps getting lower here. It really does just keep... It was bad. Like, you probably could have walked over the bar. At first semester. Now you could...
You can't even duck under it now.
It's so low that it's below ground level. You have to swim over the bar because it's underground. That's how low the bar has gotten, which is quite interesting, actually. It goes to show that repeatedly doing things, maybe you won't get better. Eh?
Yeah.
I've been Aaron Crowley. Sitting across from me is James, my good friend. Thanks again for coming.
I just like making noises.
Yeah, that goes to show, man. It's Crow's Nest.
That's
I'm going to leave you
level.
With 50 Ways noises. To Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon. Tune in next week for the grand finale of the Alphabet Game.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, leave, and get yourself free. New plans, then you don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key and get yourself free.